From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. As of yesterday, Missouri lawmakers only have 2 weeks to get several priority bills across the finish line. Marshall Griffin reports that some bills are likely to pass and others are not.
The major bill that's most likely to make it to Governor Eric Greitens' desk by May 12th is an education bill that would create publicly funded scholarships for disabled students, foster kids, and children of military personnel to use at private schools. It also would allow students in failing districts to transfer to private or better-performing public schools. Opponents say that public money shouldn't go to private schools, but GOP Senator Andrew Koenig of St. Louis County says the bill is important because
if there's a better option there, then I think allowing parents to make those choices is in the best interest of their kids.
Another bill on Greitens' wish list is a statewide prescription drug monitoring program to track opioid use by patients.
I lost a member of my family last year to a heroin addiction. This is an issue that is tearing apart thousands of families across the state of Missouri.
But the bill also contains language requiring that patients' prescription histories be purged every 6 months, which the medical lobby opposes. Measures that are likely to die include expanding charter schools beyond St. Louis and Kansas City and requiring transgender students in grades K through 12 to use restrooms and locker rooms that correspond to their sex at birth. And while the governor has had success in getting lawmakers to pass right-to-work and other business-friendly measures, he's struck out so far on getting a ban on lobbyist gifts. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri would be among a few states to require both parents of a minor to be notified that she is seeking an abortion under a measure that could make it to Governor Eric Greitens' desk. Currently, only the parent with custody needs to be notified if his or her daughter is having an abortion. The new bill would require the custodial parent to notify the non-custodial parent in writing as well. The bill sponsor is Republican Representative Diane Franklin. She says she wasn't aware that Missouri would be among a handful with such a requirement.
This was, of course, amended into my bill. But I think that's a good thing. Missouri's a pro-life state.
There are exemptions to the double notification rule, including if there is a restraining order against the non-custodial parent or if he or she is a fugitive. It's among several abortion-related proposals in a bill that awaits Senate approval with little time left in the 2017 legislative session. The Columbia City Council approved the construction of speed humps, speed tables, and addition of crosswalks along Stewart Road at its regular meeting last night. According to the Columbia Missourian, residents were generally hopeful that the new measures would alleviate the speed-related issues that have long plagued the neighborhood. However, some disapprove, saying that the speed humps will not work as intended. The city will spend an estimated $31,800 on the work. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.